Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball. Joined by someone, I must tell you, I enjoy talking to this man. I've seen him come through the Giants organization. I know what he's gone through physically to get here. And now he's a Washington National, and that is Hunter Strickland. How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, just bring us up to date how you got to Washington. Of course, you were with Seattle, and we're going to talk about how you got there. But all of a sudden, you're back on the active list. Next thing I know, you're in Washington.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind season, to say the least. You know, started out on a strong note, and about the fourth game of the season, tore my lat. So next 4 months, I spent on the DL trying to, or the IL, I guess, trying to get healthy as soon as possible. And one game back, then you get traded. So it was definitely a surprise. But I'm blessed to be over here on this side and, playing the game again.
Yeah. All right. Hunter Strickland with us. Let's go through the winter just a little bit with you of how you end up in Seattle. Because, boy, what a winter for free agents. The game is changing a little bit. Not quite so simple.
No, it absolutely is. And that was my first experience with free agency, non-tendered over here, and just kind of searching for a job and going that route. And, I was in contact with a couple of different teams, but Seattle was the one that kind of seemed like a good fit for me and, was fortunate enough to sign with them.
Now, Seattle was interesting in spring training because, if not mistaken, you went to Japan to start the season with Ichiro and all that went on with that. How about being part of that?
I mean, that was something that you'll never forget for sure. I think the guy like that, especially playing beside him, even for those two games, was remarkable and something I'll never forget.
Yeah, tell me what impressed you about him. What do you remember from that?
I mean, for one, it's just work ethic. The way he goes about his business day in and day out, to be playing as long as he has. I mean, it speaks volumes. And, he definitely took care of the guys in that clubhouse and, just went about the game the right way for sure.
What about the response in Japan to him when he went over there?
I mean, if anybody deserves it, that's him. Yeah, it was remarkable. I mmean, obviously he announced his retirement there after the second game there. And, I mean, like I said, it was remarkable. The amount of fans there showing support for him and love for him was incredible.
Had you been in Japan before?
No, that's first time. So it was awesome. I mean, I enjoyed every minute of it. Just seeing the culture and, the difference of, Japan and America, and just enjoying the baseball there. It was a fun time.
What about the ballpark? What was the ballpark like? Can you compare it to the United States?
It was a dome with, turf. So I would kind of, I guess it would be similar to like Tampa Bay or something like that. But I can't, it was 50 plus thousand people. So it was, that was a little different than Tampa, I guess. But it was awesome.
Yeah, one more thing about Ichiro, and you're lucky to have been there for that. Hunter Strickland with us. When they took him out of the game, that must have been an emotional moment for everybody connected with baseball.
Absolutely. I mean, they did it the right way for sure. And he deserved the response he got. Unfortunately, I was down in the bullpen, which was through the dugout, underneath the tunnel, a little different setup, kind of similar to here in San Francisco, actually. But, so I didn't get the full effect until after the game once he came back out after his retirement.
All right. Glad to talk about Ichiro. I am, because what I remember is how he used to take care of his bats. I mean, it's like he would take it to the hotel with him, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it definitely did the trick, I guess, because he's a legend over there and here.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. I'm glad that we talked about that. All right. So you start off. I said, boy, here he is. Two saves the first couple of games, and the ball is moving well. And then what was the physical injury?
Yeah, I tore my lat. It was the second game back here in the States pitching against Boston. So our opening series at home. Yeah, I tore my lat, and it was a injury that was different than any other I've had. It was kind of just a frustrating one, but, it's part of the game, unfortunately, and you just kind of go one day at a time and move each step forward.
What kind of a rehab do you do with a lat? Is it just something that has to heal, or can you do anything?
You can do your normal shoulder workouts and then, lower body and just keep everything else in check. But I actually had two PRP shots, and they had to go in and drain some of the fluid that was left in there a little bit. So just kind of letting your body heal itself.
All right, all right. Hunter Strickland, nice enough to be with us here. You miss San Francisco at all and the guys?
I do. You know, it's great coming back here. You know, it's always a fun ballpark to play with, obviously with a fan base here. You know, but seeing the guys is something in itself. You know, I created some really good friendships here, you know, on and off the field. So it's definitely good to catch up for a couple of days and, you know, get back to work.
Who do you keep in touch with on the Giants?
Well, I mean, Smitty's right next door and, you know, back in Georgia. So, you know, but I try to keep in touch with as many as possible. It's, you know, obviously our schedules here is pretty hectic with everybody being on different time zones and things like that. But throughout the offseason, there's a few guys like that.
Yeah, well, he's a hunter too, Will Smith. We've talked about that. You and I haven't gone down the hunting road yet, but we'll get there here. We're going to get to this story in a minute. Joe Panik was designated for assignment by the Giants. Maybe some of your thoughts about Joe. He was a teammate of yours.
Yeah, Joe's a great guy. I mean, on and off the field. You know, obviously, I think everybody's a little surprised by that move. You know, but it is part of the business, unfortunately. And I don't think anybody's worried about him finding another job anywhere else, because he's a remarkable player, remarkable guy. You know, and I obviously just wish him the best.
Yeah. All right. So you're here in Washington, and how were they using you here? And talk a little bit about this team, and it's a team that's moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, it's only my fifth game here, so I don't really know of any roles partake, but. No, I mean, I'm grateful for this opportunity. For one, just to be a part of such a good organization, you know, and two, to be back on the field in general, you know. But day one walking in here was, you know, open arms, very welcoming, and just part of the group. It's one of the funnest clubhouse I've been in, for sure. You know, like I said, just a great group of guys that want to win.
Yeah, you got some young players. How about Soto?
No, it's impressive, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, he's tearing the ball off the cover off the ball, for sure.
Yeah, well, I like watching him play. All right, let's get to the important stuff. How was the winter hunting-wise? What did you do?
It's good. I came back out here in California, duck hunted a little bit, went to Arkansas, a couple of different places. We actually have a big trip planned in on New Year's Day out in Maine to hunt some sea ducks and things. But, you know, as far as the hunting company, it's just been pretty steady, continuing trying to build the brand and brand awareness and just get the name out there and the product out in people's hands.
Yeah, no, I enjoy talking about this. You know me, I'm from Brooklyn, and a squirrel was the biggest thing I ever saw. So, you know, we kid around about it, but tell me about the company again, because people should look it up online.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's aviashunting.com. It's me and my brother, you know, we started it, and we're just creating waterfowl hunting gear that's more durable, warmer, lighter, the whole nine yards, I guess. You know, just like I said, targeted towards the waterfowl hunting industry, and, you know, just trying to give the people what they deserve and the hunters what they deserve for a little bit cheaper cost.
Yeah. What is it being a ball player and being a businessman, having a business? And, you know, it's sort of different areas of life.
It's busy. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely. You try not to have two separate lives, I guess, to say. You try to keep it the same, you know. And, you know, fortunate enough, you know, in baseball, there's a lot of hunters involved around the league in general. So you get to kind of combine the two in that aspect, and as well as the marketing aspect for that. You know, but it is definitely busy waking up in the morning, you know, sending out emails, checking on things, and then come to the ballpark, working out and playing a game.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm very fortunate, like I said, to have my brother back home full time doing what he's doing and designing products, getting people's input and the whole, you know, everything. So it's you got to surround yourself with the right people.
Yeah, terrific. All right, Hunter Strickland here. We ever going on the moose hunt?
Well, I mean, you told me I had to get 35 saves for us to go on it, so I better get to work. Yeah, I mean, so hopefully one day, you know, but like I said, I don't know of any positions I'm in, and it doesn't really matter to me. I'm excited to be on the field and playing ball.
All right, I'm going to make a 35 for your career. How about that?
Now you're getting there. I see you working.
Okay. How's the baby?
She's awesome. Yeah, she's 2.5 now. You know, just a remarkable kid, learning a lot, very smart. You know, she must get that from her mother for sure. We're actually expecting another baby girl this month. So yeah, it's gonna get busy, but you know, luckily it's towards the end of the season, so I can help mama out a little bit.
Isn't it funny how baseball and life works? That here you are with Washington. Come on, after things that happened with Washington, here you are with Washington. How about that?
Right. I mean, the past is the past, and that is the business. You know, but it's, you know, that's just baseball. It's you never know what's going to happen. You just got to be grateful for every day wherever you're at.
Yeah, I didn't see this one coming, I must tell you.
I never thought about it, you know, but like I said, I'm definitely glad to be a part of this organization.
All right. Pleasure having you on. Good to see you. And I'm counting. I'm counting the saves. I'm going to go look it up when we're done tonight. Thanks, Hunter.
Thank you, Marty. Always. Thank you.
All right. Anytime. More coming up. Giants baseball. KNBR 680, the sports leader.